Spacecast, the official podcast behind spacemusic.com. I'm your host, Jeffrey Jackson, alongside the other host of the show, Aaron Salazar.
Hello.
And to my immediate left is Michael Patrick Harriman,
the one and only.
Give it up.
You just clapped yourself?
I think he just clapped himself, yeah.
God, Mike, do you look at yourself in the mirror when you do everything?
Do you ever study sports psychology? Sometimes you have to tell yourself you're the shit and believe it.
And then it rubs off on other people.
Yeah, and then live it. You know, you have to psych yourself into
are you
the situation.
Are you peacocking on our show?
Are you rationalizing being an asshole?
It sounded like you introduced me like Michael Buffer. So I was like...
Michael Buffer?
Or, you know, Bruce...
Yeah, you were
Buffer.
Right, he was right.
Yeah, Bruce and Michael Buffer, the guys... The
okay,
two dudes,
okay,
you know,
gotcha.
And then you're like, the one... No, you didn't say one and only, I said that, but you were like really introduced...
Now you're really
yeah,
because
I'm not awesome. So, like, yeah, I've got Awesome Cast, which is...
Haiti.
Haiti Cast, but, which is coming out again, but we'll get to that, I'm sure. Let's go ahead and move on.
Do we have plugs in the show?
Hmm?
On with the
show.
We don't have to.
We
have a section for plugging yourself, Mike. You can do it at a later date.
I want to hear Jeff talk.
About you.
No.
So, as we said before, Michael Patrick Harriman here is one of our regular guests. But we do have a new guest on the show who probably won't get a chance to say very much. But... He's actually my long-lost brother, and it's a long story, so email him and ask him about it. You want to introduce yourself, dude?
My name's Steve Lance.
There's applause.
Woo!
Build him up.
Yeah! What up, Mr. Lance?
What up?
So, you're going to sit in for the show, and we apologize right off the bat.
Could be worse.
First off, we got some music news, and we actually have some music news for the first time in fucking forever. So, now that Steve's in town, he's a musician, and we're going to be doing, we're going to try to put together a little bit of Behind Space music, possibly.
Yeah.
So, we're definitely thinking about putting together something to put out on Spotify with all of our old stuff.
Yeah.
And actually having a release on iTunes and stuff like that. Maybe do like a remaster of it all. Right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And
well, I should tell you up front that some of the tracks, the master tracks, are lost to the wind.
Yeah, I mean, they all won't be there. We'll do a best of and then we'll add some new ones
on there. I can remaster two tracks, but I can't go full board with the multi-tracks.
Yeah. This isn't an announcement. We're just saying we're actually talking about music. So
how about some remixes? We should do that.
Yeah, so that was music news.
yeah, something's gonna happen.
Yeah, there's rumblings going on. After that, we're into currents. Oh, are we clapping every time?
Well, what,
no, that seems a horrible thing to do.
That's bad audio. Probably.
Is that
bad
audio?
Bad audio.
Probably.
Like how loud it is with the audio. It's so loud.
I can't tell.
Oh, okay. You can't tell?
Uh-huh.
Just do this real quick. Oh, you good now?
I guess that's good. No, I was just trying to applaud the music.
You're
I have enthusiasm.
You're keeping positive energy.
Yeah, if you want, I could cheer, maybe.
He's peacocking the podcast.
I'm not. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to pee your cock, if anything.
The next section of the show is currents. And we actually have... All right, guys.
What's up,
we buddy? Have a few things to talk about this week in currents.
The second he said it left his lips, he just knew he said something stupid.
that's the most current thing. You guys got any current events?
It.
Current events? This is the time where you plug your podcast and
talk about
the shit that's going on.
Don't do sea salt or bath salts.
Don't do bath salts.
Yeah, don't do that. It's bad for. And don't do crocodile.
And even though they say doing bath salts is close to doing LSD, I don't believe it. I'm sure they're totally different.
You end up chewing on some dude's face.
Yeah, that's kind of different. Yeah, that can't be the same.
I just loved after that happened, people were like, zombie, and then it was just some guy that was high.
Yeah, well...
That is in Florida.
That's what I expected.
In Florida.
But that's what zombies are going to be. They're going to just be a bunch of people that are high.
Sure, if zombies... Well, I think there already are zombies. They're called heroin addicts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. This just got deep. Current events.
Yeah.
Mike, you got some stuff going on, right?
Oh, dude. So I released a video for the American Haitian Foundation. At Aloe Black did a song called I Need a Dollar. Plug. And I got a lot of flack for it from the PR because they said that it wasn't the foundation's philosophy. And, like, people are looking at the headlines, I need a dollar, and they're not really watching the video or really getting the message that I was trying to get across. So a bunch of threads went on, and it just gave me a lot of crap. And I felt, like, almost slighted by it because I put a lot of me into, you know, when you put a lot of yourself into your work, and somebody, like, trashes it, it's really personal.
Yeah, fuck that.
I hate that shit. So I just got an email today from the president of our foundation saying that we got over 200 $1 donations through the internet.
Oh, shit. So you went viral.
So, like, my video went, like, crazy. Yeah, it went viral. But on YouTube, I only have, like, 160 views, so I think somebody took it and did something with it. Like, you know, you said that you were tweeting or you're retweeting or, you know, helping out that video.
We're building it up. Yeah,
we're trying to work it out. Well, I think somebody grabbed it and took it and ran with it, and now everybody's donating single dollars to the foundation. Over 200.
So if you
want to
donate a single dollar in the name of Michael Patrick Harriman, how do you do that?
It's not in the name.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, go to AmericanHaitianFoundation.org and follow through on that.
And you're supporting Haiti and what exactly?
Well, we do a lot of, a lot of groups go down there and they give away food and build houses and stuff, and that's good, but it's not sustainable for the people. The people are beggars as a result, or continue to be beggars as a result to the handouts that they receive. So our foundation owns and operates the 8th best school in the country, and it's the idea is to teach a man to fish and not give a man a fish. And of course, you know, it's not... because they're in Haiti, they already know how to fish, you know, because they're all on an island. And so we're just teaching them the value of education is, I guess, our goal. And so we've been at it for so long. We've been at it before the earthquake, before the cholera epidemic and the coup d'etat, before Hurricane George, before all, like, the crazy stuff went on. Like, we were already in Haiti before Haiti was the cool thing to sponsor. So it's kind of really cool to be part of an organization that is established and has been there before Sean Penn showed up and whatnot. You know, we're already on the ground, and so people are recognizing that we've been around for a while. And the video was just to generate buzz, but the people that my foundation didn't like it. They didn't like their name on it. They asked me to take the name off it, and they asked me to take their name off HaitiCast as well.
Really?
Yeah, so that happened today, and then I wrote to my foundation president, and I was like, PR people are trying to get me to take the foundation name off everything, but I think it's a bad idea. Like, please give me your 2 cents on this. And he wrote back, you have my blessing. So I have the blessing to use the foundation name. So basically, the president said, screw the PR, you're doing the right thing. So that's double victory. I had the video do very successful, and I can...
That video is going to continue to do
do
really well, dude. We're going to continue to pump it, dude, so...
Dude, and that was... That's.
And now, how do you find it on YouTube?
Small.
So we can get more views on it.
Yeah, I need a dollar. Aloe Black. I think it's just, I need a dollar, comma, Haiti.
You don't even need the comma.
And no, you can just, always... Yeah, just write Haiti, I need a dollar.
You can always search HaitiCast, too, which is a good way to
find Mike's videos and stuff right now.
But right.
We'll get you a channel going and stuff, and then you'll be up and running pretty quick.
I'll be thrashing, yeah. Follow along. I go on June 8th. I head on back down there. So let's follow that. So that's pretty current.
New season of Hadecast.
Today is the 5th, so in 3 days, by the time you probably listen to this.
That's huge news, dude, definitely. And Aaron over there, I gotta say, like, while you're going on and on, he definitely wasn't yawning, but he looks like it was excruciating for him to hear any positivity, like, that long.
Oh, positivity's so boring.
Aaron hates it. Aaron, like, hates it.
Wait,
when
do you ever hear, I'm not knocking what you did, what happened today. That's bloody great. I mean, good, but.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I'm talking about just podcast-wise, like, Hadey again. Unless I like it, but for the regular listeners.
Are you going to edit that out?
Yeah.
What? Dude, that was great radio right there, dude.
Oh, do you think I meant it when I said it was?
We got an audience member here. What do you think about that? That's pretty interesting, right?
What the Hadey stuff?
Yeah.
I got to say there's one thing about that I think is actually spot on, awesome. The whole you teach a man to fish, give him a fish, that whole saying. I didn't say it right. But you can give a man a fish, but you teach him to fish, you know, you can catch 1,000 of them. And I think that's a really good perspective and a good way to look at any kind of charity or anything like that. I've never even thought about looking at it that way. But, you know, I mean, you think about it, you just think about the streets, you walk down the streets and I mean, there's people that make a living literally sitting out there with signs begging for money, you know, and those people have gotten used to it so much, they don't know any other way of life, you know, and it's like, you know, I can only imagine, and that's just, a few guys, and they know better than that, but they just choose to be out there and drinking, and they have a better life right here, but just, you know, you imagine these people, you know, out in this country that literally don't have that option, they don't have an option but just to take handouts, you know. And it's like, you can either, like, take a handout or you can just, like, die. You know, it's like one or the other.
There's always an option, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, when people get mad, we tell a homeless guy, get a job. I mean, it sounds mean on the face of it, but deep-wise, I mean, it's the best thing you can do to him is just go get a job. Don't let me help you. Help yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing about that is, like, I have to say, like, out here, around, like, that, go get a job, you know, like, they know better. They know they can get a job. It's all around them, and they're making that choice. But, you know, in a country like that, they're not surrounded by people who have success. They don't even have that option. They don't even, it's not like they were raised and they just made some bad decisions. They were born into it, you know, so I definitely support what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. In America, we live in the top 2% of the world's wealth. So 49 people in the world live worse off than any one of us. So that's ridiculous. So it just feels like you kind of need to help those out. The borders are open to us. You can go to any country in the world and pretty much be accepted. And so it's like, why not? And it's I don't know.
Right.
And this is the best one to get into.
It's fucking super interesting. With this comedy podcast. Comedy podcast.
Oh, well, yeah. We get tired.
We'll just keep it rolling.
Wake up.
Hadecast. And then,
Wake up. I was just waking everyone up. Oh, okay. The clap. I was giving everyone the clap.
I got to do the soft. The soft.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really soft. It was a golf clap.
No, I got something for us to get out there. So,
I got something for us to all, you know, have a chance to talk here. So,
any more currents?
Yeah, this is current, kind of. I mean, it's just discussion. I mean, we're just shooting the shit. Yeah, current question that I have for you guys. I think it's interesting. I heard it on a podcast, a current podcast, and I thought it would be an interesting question to ask you guys, because I know that some of you guys have fucking catchphrases. So I thought, like, we could go around and see if anybody has self-made catchphrases, because I think it would be fucking hilarious. And if not, then we can call each other on their own catchphrases. Have you ever made up anything that's stuck with other people?
Of course.
Yeah, dude. You're the fucking king of it. But Aaron does it, too.
That's why I'm laughing over here. You bringing it up is because, like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a lyrical machine when it comes to that thing. Whoa.
Well, that's a new one.
That's a new one. Here we go.
Well, I gotta write the trademark.
He's spitting gold here.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Aaron, why don't you start off, dude?
If I did, I don't remember them.
Aaron, you're full of fucking...
I know, that's what I'm saying, but it's stream of consciousness, so I don't really remember them.
Okay, so that's one of them. Stream of consciousness. That would probably be one of
them. Well,
semantics. It's semantics. That's one of them.
About it's 50-50.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I need that one.
I do know that one. I kind of didn't jack, but they said in Star Wars that stuck with me was Delusions of Grandeur.
Yes, I like that one.
Even though Han Solo got that one.
I can't wait till somebody says something that we've never heard anybody say. You know, when you ask somebody, what's your catchphrase?
I've never heard you say that. This is Chestnut Checkers. I like that one, too.
Okay, he just fit in the catchphrase right away.
That's what Jeff... What?
Chestnut and Checkers?
This is Chestnut Checkers, you know.
No, you just read that. Now you're
no.
What about all your song titles, dude? Because you came up with Feckless Maneuvers.
Yeah.
Right?
Erroneous
Behavior.
Pithy Comments.
Pithy Comments.
That's solid. Yeah, you can pick.
That was from Bill O'Reilly.
And those have all become catchphrases of you, though, kind of.
Sure, why not?
What about Riker's Beard?
There's got to be some that we're not touching on, because he's definitely got hundreds, too.
Aaron's got a bunch.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
Oh, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's home, by the way, said in the coming last
I know
year,
that.
Yeah,
so.
That was an old one. An oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. I'm black on the inside? No.
Well, you, maybe, but no.
I don't know.
I haven't heard that one.
How about you guys?
Harriman's got a shitload.
Yeah, wait, let's get Jeff first before...
Yeah, you can get me. I don't think I have that many. I do, like, ones via text via email. I do words instead of words.
Do you do pound BS?
No.
But that's Aaron.
I think no one's used that organically ever.
What?
Pound BS.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dot dot. That's good sarcasm text. Just a double period.
That's not my thing, though. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, what is your thing?
What is it?
I don't know. Is there
emoticons?
I can't think.
Emoticons? Raffle?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't do that. No, not really.
Fubar?
WTF?
No.
SOL?
I don't think I have that many sayings.
Up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. How about that? You like that one?
SOL.
I say fuck a lot. That's one.
I say the a lot.
Oh.
What up, mate?
Yeah.
that's totally you.
Yeah.
Or
you and I kind of coined a few, so like you and I have a few, like one. I think
one that we created
when we lived together. Yeah.
That's the
And that came from Bob Marley and One Love, singing the song, yeah. It was some dude that you were watching. Or somebody that you saw.
Some rapper said good. That was the way he said goodbye. Was one love. He said one love, and then we just
we were intrigued by that.
We made it cooler.
Oh, there's this guy at my work. He just says, "Tell your friends."
Nice.
He's Mexican, so he says in the Mexican accent. Like he's like whenever we like get down with, like a little conversation, he's like walking around. He's like, "Yeah, tell your friends."
That's awesome, dude. That's a good one, man.
Jeez. Hey, Mikey, how about you? Do you have any?
I do. What about?
Let's get high.
What?
Brother.
Brother.
That's the main one. Like, when I talk about you to other people, they'll always be like, "Oh, Mikey, what's up, brother?"
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them.
Never noticed that one.
I do that all the time, though, too, but I just figure I took it from you.
Yeah.
That's the chair, by the way, making the squeaky noise.
Yeah, I was wondering about
for
that.
The audio listener. That and there's been some Mexican food eaten this morning. Earlier before he came over.
Oh, yeah. So that's probably that other noise.
Probably.
It's probably what you're smelling right now.
Mm. On the podcast?
Yeah. It's a smell-o-vision.
This is a good podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. This is quality.
Okay, wait, let's go back from me.
Let's go back to you.
Yeah, my
My phrase is
Michael Patrick Harriman cast.
Yeah.
Well, dude, we're getting to
we're on you, dude.
We can skip off it.
Yeah, we know where our bread is buttered.
So one of his is let's get to me. That's
yeah.
one of his
let's
catchphrases.
Me? No, wait. Oh, yeah, let's talk
about
me.
Well, look at me, I think is a good one.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Aren't I great?
You make a lot of noises.
Do I smell bad?
You make a lot of noises.
Yeah. Facial expressions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could I get a ride?
Is that cool?
That's a good one.
Cool? You gonna pick me up?
That's it. He actually says that.
The one that I took from you is, wanna get down?
Wanna get down? Trying to get down?
Trying to get down? Wanna get down?
I didn't know you like to get wet.
I don't think you can take credit for that one, but...
Is it housekeeping when I knock on the door? I always say housekeeping.
Yep. And the new one, and we're back.
And, well, that's your guys. That's not mine. That's Jeff's.
Yeah, well, that was something that was kind of created through the podcast.
Yeah, thinking
that
we...
I don't even really know
how... I use
that
in my day and day out. You're just doing, you know, and I'm back. You can do it, it's fun.
Well, what about you, Steve? You got any?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Any that people always say about you that you know about, or...
I don't know. It's changed with the seasons. I go through so many. There's one thing that I said at one point, this chick I was with, it's always chicks in my life. That's pretty much my demise is, and will be my demise in the
ladies,
future.
Ladies, man.
Will always be my demise.
Soul sucking.
Yes.
Yeah.
I seem to have when I'm with a girl, the max it can last is 2 years. And at the end of that, it ends in blood, sweat, and tears, and police. Most of the time.
Whoa.
This is a comedy podcast, fellas.
Yeah.
All right. We will get to the therapy session.
I just want to know if she deserved it.
Bitch had it coming.
Nothing, I didn't tell her twice.
I always seem to get the abusive ones that like to beat the hell out of me. So, it always ends up with me getting my ass kicked.
Oh.
I always deserve it, though. That's the thing. At least that's what they tell me.
Oh, hey.
But there was one chick that I was with in the very, very end. I was so mad at her because she was such a trifling hoe. So I told her, kiss my left nut cheek. And my friend heard it, and he fucking lost it. And he started saying that to everybody. And I started saying it to everybody, and it went viral between us for... good, at least 6 months.
That's a good one.
Kiss my left nut cheek?
Yeah.
Nut cheek.
Kiss my left. I was so angry, and it was very original. So ended up saying it to another girl that I was splitting it off with in a Facebook message.
So this became something that stuck with you.
Yes.
I like it. So the next question I have for everybody is, if you could coin a new phrase for the next fucking 10 years, this is going to be your phrase. What would it be? Like, you know, because you know what yours were in the past. Knowing what yours in the past are, moving on to the future, what's going to be your catchphrase? I think we've established, Mike, you said that yours is we're back, right? But you got any other
back,
ones?
Well, rock and roll. I think I recently started it, and so I'm taking it with me to the future.
Yeah, you know, I think that one's
good.
That
was a good one. That was a good one.
It rolls off the tongue.
I just need to say rock and roll more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His was kind of old though.
But it's a classic,
Yeah.
Rock and roll never die.
Rock and roll never die. Rock and roll. Rock and roll is what it is.
All right.
Done.
Aaron.
I don't know. You do first.
Me, I would add sandwich to the end of every angry, verbal blasting that somebody would give somebody.
Oh, that's a good
idea. So, you fucking piece of shit, sandwich.
Yeah.
I think it would just add, such a cool...
How about, like, an insult? Like, instead of saying go to hell, say go to sandwich.
Or why don't you go to hell, sandwich?
Yeah, go to hell, sandwich.
You know?
go to sandwich hell.
Not only are you insulting the person, but you're confusing them at the same time. That's two emotions.
Yeah.
And so you've already lowered that person on the scale. Like, you're much better than that person right off the bat, just by that word sandwich being attached.
I like it. Oh, what about kiss my left nut cheek sandwich?
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Money.
Good. You can make a sandwich out of deli with that old name after you. Yeah.
That's a business right there. Mm-hmm. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a little southern, man. I could see that getting picked up in the south.
I was in Nashville the last 6 months, so, you know, kind of rubbed off a little bit. Rubbed on, I guess. Would be right.
I think that should be your new one.
What's that?
Rubbed on.
Rubbed down.
Rubbed on.
Rubbed down.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, I got one.
You got a new one?
Yeah. Let me dip that. Dip that.
That one's a little creepy.
He's been. Yeah. Would you say that to girls? It's catching like wildfire. Yeah. It transferred to my store.
Yeah.
There's people doing it because of Javon and shit.
It's brand new, dude. It's come out. Let me dip that. Just like, let me get a drink, or let me get a chip out of your bag, or let me whatever.
Kind of like, let me hit that.
Let me hit that. Yeah.
But you're dipping it.
Yeah. Let me dip that.
I like
or you
that.
You can
dude.
Even be like,
is the that with a D?
Yeah.
So it's
dip that.
Dip that.
In fact, you could be like. You could start it with the D. You could be like, dimmy dip that.
Oh my goodness.
Done.
Dip that.
Wow.
Yeah, dimmy dip that.
You know what? That's rubbed on, man.
Yeah.
Rubbed on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking
oh,
awesome.
Shit, synergy.
Dude, that's all fucking back. Rubbed.
All right, let's go on. Let's fucking move on. All right, we're going to move into the most loose part of the segment, even though this has all been quite loose.
Loosey-goosey.
We're going to cut the commercial, but first we're going to introduce a song, which is, you want to introduce your own song, dude?
Sure. Yeah, it's, what it is, Dad, our dad.
Our dad.
Our dad. Long, long time ago, we got lost in the desert in Arizona, and we were literally lost in the desert, like desert paved roads, and I don't know how the hell we got there, but there were a bunch of dead bones, like, everywhere, and there was some bleach white bones right in the middle of the road, and he started saying, bleach white bones in the middle of the road, bleach white bones, and it would just carry it caught on, and he'd sing it all the time, see the bleach white bones in the middle of the road.
See, so that was, like, his catchphrase.
Yeah, it was his catchphrase, and,
oh my God.
And that he... I was told him, I was like, I mean, that was his song. You know, he would sing it to us all the time. Bleach white bones. So I decided to write a song around it. And a couple years ago, I wrote it on acoustic and definitely tried to make it kind of like a sort of a rock, sort of southern type, you know, bleach white bones type song. And I played it on acoustic and I played it for him once a few years ago for his birthday. And then most recently, I went to school for audio engineering and got to work in a multi-million-dollar studio and had a bunch of musician friends out there in Nashville. And I was like, I want to record this song, man. So I got together with, you know, 5-6 very talented musicians, had 12 engineers on the project, recorded in a multi-million-dollar studio. Got, you know, it's fully edited, fully everything, and it's on the 6th mix now. So it's just about there. And his birthday's in 2 days, so I think this is...
Right on.
Mix,
so now our audience gets to listen to it right after an outburst from Mikey and Aaron. Take it, guys.
Motherfucker, I'm gonna fucking kick you in the motherfucking ass, bitch. I'm gonna kick you in the motherfucking ass, you stupid little bitch.
I'm gonna punch you in the taint.
I'm gonna cut you.
Well, that's it? That's all I got.
That's how I'm gonna cut you.
Oh, you're gonna cut me?
Yeah, I'm gonna cut you.
I'm gonna fuck your eyelids.
I'm gonna rip out your ears and then do you in a pool of your own feces.
I'm gonna snort your mustache.
I'm gonna rape your dog sandwich.
Thank you.
Still with us after that commercial.
Hope you endured.
Yeah, and hope you enjoyed Steve's song, if you heard that.
That's the background music for the commercial, surprise.
No.
I'm kidding. No.
The next section of the show is where we talk about all sorts of stuff like movies, TV, music, all that crap.
I thought you were going to stop with stuff. We're just going to talk about stuff.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said. I just elaborated on stuff. I just gave you some subjects to work off of.
Okay.
You can talk about anything. Do you have something that you want to get off your chest, Aaron?
I just drank a Pepsi.
How was it?
It was good. Thank you for asking.
Do you feel satisfied?
Kind of. I should have bought a Coke. This is too serious. That's good fun.
You know they de-cocaine the Coke? What did they do with the cocaine?
Snorted. That's what they're selling now on the streets.
Yeah.
Took it from up.
Somebody gets like pure Coke. That's crazy. You hear about that? With Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. they de-cocaine the Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the secret ingredient, that spice that
They de-cocaine the coca plant that they use part of for Coke.
Yeah, I need to know the guy.
Who owns a factory the de-coker?
Right.
You need to know the de-coker?
We need to be friends.
I'll bet he's pretty rich.
Yeah, I want to see how he lives.
He probably doesn't, do any of his own shit, as they say. Maybe they say
don't get high on his own supply.
Yeah, that's probably what they say.
Oh, yeah. You just marry somebody who does, and then they go super crazy and fuck all your shit up.
You might as well be getting high.
Right? Isn't that...
I don't know.
Isn't that the cool thing to do? It's like you play it straight, but your wife goes
crazy. So it's cool to marry a drug addict?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that's what you should look for, someone who's more fucked up than you.
Oh, yeah.
And then whatever you do, you know, the bar isn't set that high.
You always want somebody way more fucked up than you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want them to look better than you.
Exactly.
You usually want to look better than everybody around you.
Especially when you're forming a band. You want the shittiest band members possible so that you can shine the brightest.
Oh, yeah, dude. You want, especially, like, the drummer. The drummer, you want them to be the worst because they're kind of, like, the backbone of the whole
band.
Yeah, the rhythm section.
People aren't watching the drummer during a show. He's in the back for a reason.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
Or she. You know, either way. If you're the whole Kid Rock thing.
I'm not.
Okay, that's good.
I saw Soul Asylum recently, and they were actually really good.
Did you jump in a time machine?
No, I did not go in a time machine, but it seemed like it was, because they seem really young.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all the drugs they do that keeps me young.
That's, yeah.
I don't buy that.
You don't buy that?
The drugs you do keep you young?
I was kidding.
It depends on what drugs you do.
I mean, if you do a lot of drugs, you get old pretty quick.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That or but they do drugs and plastic surgery.
Harriman's the oldest one out of us. Do you think he's done the most drugs, and that's why?
It's entirely possible.
I doubt it. I doubt that I've done the most drugs.
Well, but you're the oldest, so by your theory.
It's true, and I do look. Do I look the youngest? I act the youngest.
I don't think you act the youngest.
Don't.
No. I think I act the youngest. I'm the least serious out of everybody. I'm constantly screwing around, constantly pissing on everybody's...
I would say Aaron acts the youngest.
You think so?
If you were to look at all of our lifestyles...
If you were to look at everybody and you were to gauge, like, who would kick a baby and who wouldn't...
On paper.
I would probably pick Aaron.
Yeah, on paper, I would pick Aaron as well.
Not the specifics of the kicking the baby, but it'd be like... randomness. You don't know what I'm going to do next. That's the thing.
You're the wild card.
Yeah, there you go. That's different than the most...
Which is weird because Harriman's quite the wild card himself.
I'm an independent wild card.
Controlled
though.
Chaos.
I don't require you guys to be wild card. Aaron requires other people, I feel.
I'm a loose cannon, man.
You're a loose cannon.
I'm a madman.
You know what it means.
Doesn't mean shit, actually.
What?
Mikey's pulling stuff out of his ass. Don't worry about it.
I can smell it. So, have you guys seen any movies? I also saw Lifehouse at the same show. So, yeah, it was a very 90s show, but it was perfect. It was really, really good. It was at the Temecula Beer and Wine Festival.
Ooh.
It was cool. There's a lot of drunk girls walking around. So, if you want to hook up with some drunk girls that are wearing very skimpy outfits, go to the Beer and Wine Festival.
Right.
Where Lifehouse is playing.
Exactly.
Right on.
Yeah, and there's like hot air balloons and stuff, and the sunset. And it's just like the perfect moment to work your game. You want a peacock all the way that day. Wear some neon colors.
Heavy peacocking that day.
Heavy. Have you guys seen any movies or music?
Well, speaking of, the Soundgarden is who you went and saw?
No, Soul Asylum.
Oh, Soul Asylum, never mind. But Soundgarden, didn't they just do the music they got back together for the Avengers soundtrack?
Did they?
Yeah. They did a song play at the end.
During the credits.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they got together, back together just for that song. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But,
That's pretty crazy. Aaron?
Movies? No.
No movies?
I'm trying to think.
TV, music?
I mean, I started getting into Workaholics again.
Yeah, that show's good.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so it's, you know, at the fingertips. They just started a new season, I think, like last week.
Well, I've got a bomb to drop. You know what else is on Netflix now? Drive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about time.
Did you do your homework, Herman?
No.
Oh, man.
See?
All right, well.
I told Aaron, you.
You've been talking about this forever, and I must say, with Game of Thrones, you told me, and I had to sit here, and I had to get on my knees and fucking tell you how right you were and how wonderful you are for pointing me in the direction of something so great. And now I get to stand up, and you get to get on your knees and open your mouth while I piss into it. Because Drive was the shittiest fucking piece of shit I've ever fucking seen in my goddamn life, Sandwich.
It's a tough pill to swallow, I'll give you that much.
It's horrible.
Different structure, different
folks.
It's
the worst fucking piece of film I've ever seen.
Different structure, different folks.
That movie sucked, dude.
I can see your point.
So
I
tough
liked
to
it.
Sit through.
It is tough to sit through. The quiet parts, I totally see that. Like when they're just staring at each other for 2 minutes, the second time I saw it, I fast forward through all the...
Just tell me why you like it.
I liked it because it had random violence out of nowhere. And the car chase stuff was pretty cool. And it was beautiful to look at. Like, the visuals, the cinematography and all that stuff. Like, you don't see that anymore.
I didn't really feel like the cinematography was that great. I felt like it was a really dark movie the whole time, and it wasn't, like, well put together like Dark Knight. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely gore porn. It's fucking for
but
that
it was
audience.
But it was random, though. Like, it was at the tail end, usually.
Wait, gore porn?
Gore porn. Like Saw and fucking...
All right.
But they only have one instance of that.
I had a better image of gore porn in my mind.
Well, yeah, that is true. I'm into Al Gore, too. So, yeah, dude, Drive sucked. And
pre-beard or post-beard?
Pre.
All right.
I see your point. I liked it, but... I like parts of it, but like I said, the second time I saw it, I fast forward through all the relationship stuff. I couldn't stand that.
It just felt really long and drawn out. The actor seemed like he was super badass. The storyline meant nothing.
Walter White was in it.
I like good writing, and it just had none of that.
Yeah.
It had action. It was something to look at, you know?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's why I liked it.
I don't know. I was excited for it because it got talked up, but I'm just over it. I'll watch X-Men First Class like 10 times over.
Yeah, well, so what?
Because that's fucking an awesome movie.
Yeah, they're making a sequel of that.
I know. It's going to be badass.
It's going to be based on the... You know, I read this story today. They registered like a trade... kind of a tagline for it with the MPAA. And you know what it was?
Say what just happened, dude, because you can't...
But he did it on purpose. I do it organically.
I was actually interested in what you're saying. So
yeah,
he was cool. Just fucking with you. I'll just
there's
fill in the listener. Harriman yawned, and there's some hatred between yawning on the show between Aaron and Harriman.
That's my feather.
Anyways,
in History of Violence.
Yeah, they registered the name Days of Futures Past. For who doesn't know, that's like one of the biggest X-Men storylines in like the, I think it was early '90s. About the time travel and parallel universes and all that stuff. So if they end up doing that in a movie, it's going to be pretty sick.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think it's coming out in 2014, so we're probably going to be dead.
Is it going to be the same people putting it together?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because it was really well put together.
Yeah, same director. They actually have to wait for, that, the Hunger Games sequel, because the chick.
Which chick?
The chick from Hunger Games. She's Mystique.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's that, who's the secretary or that, defense chick or whoever that was with it?
Oh,
with the X-Men
the CIA chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the actress, but I know it's the character she played.
Well, she was hot.
Yeah, well, she'll probably be back, even though they wiped her, oops, I don't want to spoil that.
Wiped her butt?
There's only one thing that they can wipe in, X-Men, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like,
your complexion clear?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Wipe the floor?
I'll wipe the floor with you.
One of those X-Men.
Yeah.
Any other movies, TV, video games, anything?
I've been watching Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I know. There's a limit we can talk about. I understand that. How come you didn't? I mean, you pretty much railroaded the last two seasons.
Yeah, dude, I'm anxious as fuck to watch it. I just haven't gotten a chance. That what we're talking about is the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Happened, like,
what do you watch it on?
Huh?
Go. What do you watch it on?
HBO.
HBO Go?
Yes, sir.
How do you get, do you pay for it?
In a way,
alright.
Yeah, probably the same way I do. Get someone else to get it and then.
Well, the thing is with HBO Go, if you know somebody who has HBO and they don't use it on their computer, you just hit them up. And you get their login information,
yeah.
And then you get to use their online stuff, and there's no difference. They have no idea there's any difference.
Yeah. What do you know what the limit is? Like, how many people can be using it at once? Because I don't know if Netflix has, like, 3 or something like that.
I don't know, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I would suggest asking permission if you're going to use somebody's fucking login.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the way I did it, the person didn't have HBO, I said, but they had cable, so I was like, if you get HBO, I'll pay you that monthly difference, and I'll just get HBO Go. That's all I want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, like, I've been...
They're going to have to release some kind of, like, paid service to just get HBO Go, don't you think?
They're going to have to, but it's going to be a slow burn to get there, because the cable companies pay a heavy premium for, you know, they're still tied to an old system, so I think the a la carte system's going to come, but it's going to be a while. Oh, did I interrupt something?
there's something going on in the background. I think I saw a puppy run by.
Go pet it. Go chase it. Dude, that's my feather, man. I found that.
Herman brought a feather to the podcast.
I like it. It's a crow. It's a crow's feather.
You know,
every time
you know
I...
crows have lice, right?
Well, they can give that to me.
All right.
I heard you can get tuberculosis from birds, too. But I will not let fear rule my life.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So fuck it.
Why are you scratching your head so much?
Hey, it's, you're twitching, brain worms, I think.
Did you hear about that? Fucking that there's parasites in a lot of the water in... Well, not a lot, but a fraction of the water in the U.S. And that, like, cokeheads are... getting the parasite in their brain and it's eating away their brain because cokeheads like snort the water.
Really?
Yeah. Like it started with like some like two kids who were in like a lake and they were like swimming and they got the parasite and then it's been, you know, apparently gotten to some tap water. And
sounds like a movie.
It does sound like a movie.
Yeah.
It's real.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Just like that drug crocodile I was talking about. Have you heard about that?
No. Drug? It's a drug called crocodile?
Yeah, it's this crazy drug. I don't know where it's at, but you can look it up on vice.com. They've got all this shit. But it's this drug that eats away your body, and it's highly addictive from the first time you do it. So, like, the first time you do it, it's fucking super addictive, and then it starts eating away your body immediately, and it makes your skin look like scales at first, and then the scales fall off, and your body just starts losing pieces and sections of itself.
Is it worth it?
You tell me, dude.
Really?
I don't know.
You want me to try it?
If you want. I hear the first time is great.
Did the dude from Pharmacopoeia do it?
I would highly doubt it, yeah.
Yeah. Is that crazy? Is that terrible?
Yeah, no, horrible.
That's horrible. But people still do it.
Yeah, it's some weird thing. It's like that bath salt that Aaron was talking about.
Yeah.
That almost sounds identical to that drug that Dr. Suresh injected himself with on Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
He started getting scaly and skin started falling
off. That's true. Yeah.
I wonder why it's
Heroes
so addictive.
Callback.
I guess the curiosity kind of spins a little bit. Like, why is it so addictive?
What's so good about it?
Is it addictive like heroin? Does it make you, like, fall in? Or is it, like, addictive because you feel like you're Superman? Or is it just as soon as you take it, you're like, I need more?
I think it's more the latter.
Yeah.
It's probably just, like,
anything else that's.
But the
addictive.
Thing about all drugs, the reason why people want more drugs is there's a feeling associated with it. They do it, I want more, because I like that feeling. You know? Yeah. What feeling is there on the planet that's so good? You're like, my arm is falling off, my skin's turning to scales, and I want that feeling again.
Don't you think people do drugs?
Crack and speed, heroin? Mm-hmm. Or you just let yourself waste away?
Well, yeah. This is taking a turn.
Yucky, yucky, yucky.
I gotta say something though.
Hey,
you guys were talking about Netflix and stuff. The one thing that I found that is new to me is Hulu Plus. Did not know this thing existed.
Really?
Ever.
Oh, well, we've talked about Hulu Plus quite a bit, I think.
And I've gotta say, as a newbie to Hulu Plus, I wasn't even interested when I saw Hulu Plus. When I was like, oh, okay, great, it's another Netflix, but it's got things Netflix doesn't have.
Yeah, it's got a shitload.
I got a Amazon Prime. It's pretty good, too.
Yeah, I've heard Amazon's got a huge collection.
Yeah.
And does that include, like, movies and TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but the selection is different, I guess, but it's pretty good. A better movie selection, worse TV selection. Than Netflix, at least. Hulu Plus, you just get all the NBC, all the Fox.
And it's right when it comes out.
Yeah.
The episode comes out, and you can stream it.
Another really good one is, True Go or something like that. It's like True TV Go. It's the same thing as like HBO Go.
Alright.
And it's got like full seasons of their shows. I've actually been railing through Hardcore Pawn, which is like this Pawn Stars.
Well, that could have gone a different direction.
Pawn Stars rip-off show that fucking, it's pretty terrible, but I love terrible shows.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that nobody has started watching Star Trek. Like, I watch that so much. How come, like, I want you to do the same thing about Drive that Aaron hounded you to watch Drive, so you went and watch it. I need you to go watch Star Trek.
Well, where do I start? That's
okay,
the problem.
I got
There's
it.
Such a catalog.
I got it right now, right now.
Yeah, he might. He's.
I'm gonna start you right now. Yeah. Star Trek Deep Space Nine Season 4.
See, that's what confuses
me. There we
go. It's like, why am I starting somewhere out?
Next
of
Generation Season
I'm just,
2.
You could do any of the Deep Space Nine is the best introduction to Star Trek.
I
don't want to keep talking about Star Trek because
No, when Riker got the beard, that's an easy one.
The Next Generation is good, but now it's becoming antiquated.
Why?
Why
is Deep Space Nine the one?
It's more social political. Because
it's
spot.
On a time track, it's like the first.
It's just the setting of it doesn't makes it easy for you to identify with the world that they're in.
Yeah, because they're in like in a self-contained place.
They're in
stationary.
Yeah,
is this in the future? Do you say in the future, or is it more
it's
like
in the future?
It's parallel.
Way in the
yeah,
future,
a little,
beyond
not
the
little,
other Star Trek.
It's a little bit in the future.
It's at the end of the Next Generation. So the guy who plays Worf on the Next Generation, when that ends, he goes over to Deep Space Nine, and
Are there any Star Trek series where it's kind of like the beginning of it?
Enterprise,
which is all right.
Which is the first one before they have like they can beam people down before they have the holodecks and the.
Is it when they first get their first ship?
Yeah, they don't have
out?
Like universal translators. They have a person who's doing all the translations and figuring out the languages on the spot. So it's really cool. The first, yeah.
So that wouldn't you want to start there, or is it just not a good season?
It is good. I would say that all of Star Trek requires a little bit of warm up. I never would say start on season one because it just the actors and the writing needs to kind of warm up as far as that their world goes. They kind of all need to find their own voice.
I would start with the movies.
Yeah. You've talked about the movies on the podcast a few times.
I'd say start with Wrath of Khan and move your way up.
Generations, I saw that one. That was pretty good. That was one with the ripple in the air, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
And that was with that shit. That Kirk and Picard on it. Yeah.
I shy away from the movies just because it only shows, you only have two casts. Now you have three casts with the new one. But the new movie doesn't even follow the same timeline as
they created their own.
Like what's going on. in the old universe.
Well, because
so they kind of did.
Do you see why it's such so difficult for me to get into? Because for the past 3 minutes, I've been sitting here trying to figure out where I should
start. It's so
deep. I told you, start Star Trek Deep Space Nine Season 4. It's the first episode is called The Way of the Warrior. And it will just suck you in. It's a two-parter.
All right, see, that's all I need to hear.
It's freaking awesome,
right,
man. I'm going to write it down.
Actually,
yeah,
no.
I'm not going to wait.
You
can find it on Netflix.
And then also...
If you don't like it, put it down forever.
The good one is when...
Oh, see, that's a lot better of
when Picard
offer than I got for Game of Thrones.
What did I say?
You said 4 episodes, dude. That's an investment, dude. That's 4 hours of my time, which not that I'm all that great, but still 4 hours, man. Dedicated to something that you might like, you know? I mean, shit, I love the show, and you were right, and you've been right about a lot of stuff like The Wire and shit, but
I still haven't got any of you gonna watch Deadwood.
That's right.
Mikey doesn't like it, I understand why.
Aaron thinks he understands why. Let's listen to Aaron's explanation. Go for it.
It's too heady for you.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like big words.
It might be. I don't like decoding.
Like
it's like listening to Shakespeare.
It's like listening to Shakespeare. You literally have to watch it at least twice to get all the words coming out.
You decoding.
Game of Thrones is already bad enough.
I already
need, like, a study guide to go with it.
Subtitles, at least.
Yeah, because it's literally like, they don't speak in regular English, even though it's Old West. It's literally like, you said, Shakespearean, where they're like talking in allegories and symbols and metaphors all at the same time.
You know what I need for Game of Thrones is I need like an RPG menu. Like, you know how in RPGs and video games,
they
give you a little menu that pops up and you can like scroll through like information. I would love to just be able to like scroll through all the different people and like figure out who this person is.
Then I have that in the truck. I have it. It's in the book. If you buy the book, the whole like last 30 pages is an index of every character, their name, their role, and then there's also
a big fat map. And what's the book called?
It's Game of Thrones. I think it's George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, there's like five books.
Main title of it though? Again?
Song of Ice and Fire.
Okay.
And then Game of Thrones, Clash of Kings, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Like, and each book has its own title.
Yeah, so
I'll bring it in here.
I tried, but...
No good?
I don't care. I guess I like a linear plot with, like, 3 main characters. Give me Harry Potter, you know, and I'll love it. But when you get...
It's too heady for
me. That glossary in the back, are you kidding me? Because I don't... For some reason, when I read, I don't pay attention to names.
There's 31 characters, right?
Shit, more than that.
Maybe. I believe there's 31.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Dang. Yeah. I don't really...
It's like a set number in the 30s.
Oh, okay.
In the book? Or in the...
There's 30 characters total that are, like, main characters in the whole run of the story. And he's not even done writing the entire story.
From what I understand, you can even tell, they kill off people, but each... consecutive book, it's more and more expansive, more wider range, so there's more people that are being added. And so by the time we get to the 4th season, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, they've already got me, and I wish I would have known all that stuff before, but...
Oh yeah, well, I got
hopefully it'll all finish. Hopefully the dude won't get hit by a truck or some shit.
Yeah, he's like 65 now, so that's not what we have to worry about.
Hopefully this isn't a Willy Wonka episode.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Hey, Mikey, I got some news
for
you. Our
Spartacus, you know.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, you know what I just read yesterday? Huh. Spartacus, the next season, the last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
And they're ending it.
You can't stretch it out longer.
Yeah, because like we've talked about before, the history is set.
It's very finite.
But it's kind of, you know, three seasons and a 6th season. It's not like people are kind of mad about it, but I'm fine with it.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, they're ending with Julius Caesar and Crassus. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet.
I wish Rome would have gone on longer.
Oh, yeah.
Rome.
Have you watched Rome, Jeff?
Uh-uh.
Have you watched Rome?
Is it finished? Is it over
already?
Yeah. There's only two seasons.
Did it end well? There's only two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I could kill Julius
that Caesar, I guess it's Caesar.
Yeah, it's 112 episodes.
It's not just brutal and for no reason. There's good writing and storyline.
Yeah, of course.
It's great.
Okay. Well, I'll watch it then.
Yeah.
It follows the story
Where can I watch it?
HBO Go.
Nice.
nice.
Yeah, it follows a story like how like R2-D2 and C-3PO, there's two peripheral characters that are experiencing history during this time period. They're soldiers, and so it's kind of like through their perspective, and it's like, it's badass.
Nice.
Yeah. You're really, yeah.
Cool.
It's and well it has funny moments, too. Like, it's not all just, like, all seriousness and shit. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. And it's history, so it's, you feel like you're learning, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're smarter because it's good.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's pretty good to look at, you know. It's big production values and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's why we killed the show, because it was too expensive.
I'll watch it and report back and let you guys know if your recommendations were good.
Now that gets good quick.
You'll have to write down the Star Trek thing for me, and then I'll get room.
You cover it? Should I watch Drive?
But I wouldn't now that we've already covered it on the pod. The only reason I wanted you to watch it is so that you could back me up on my argument.
On how bad it was.
I had the sandwich to back me up, so.
It worked good.
We're all good.
Yeah.
I just downloaded Alien.
Alien?
The first one? Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while.
I've never seen any of them.
Well, Prometheus comes out on Friday.
Yeah, it looks intense, man.
I would see it that night, but I gotta drop someone off at the airport.
Ding.
Wait, hold on.
Alright, I think this podcast is over.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Nothing more to talk about?
Nope. We can plug the rest of our shit. You can check out my band at DividedByDesign.com. Harriman.
Got Haiti Cast. Find me on Facebook.
Aaron, you're the host of a podcast that will not be named, but it's also on this network.
Yeah,
and
find it at Google.com.
If you would like to be harassed, possibly, then email Aaron, and he'll gladly scream at you on his podcast.
Yeah, I'll be passive-aggressive, and I'll insult your family.
It gets pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, it gets awesomely brutal.
And strangely racial.
I hear the co-host on that show is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I'd say it's definitely an alter ego, for sure.
Definitely an alter ego.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by, Steve, and fucking being on the show. It's been
good.
It's been a ride.
I've liked it, yeah. I'm excited to be working possibly soon with Behind Space Music.
Yeah,
you know it, man.
And, yeah,
and we're gonna get you all set up. And you'll have plenty of links to drop the next time we roll out. You want to plug anything?
If anybody listened to that song and they have any kind of feedback on it,
is there a place yet that we can find more of your music, or we hold off on that?
Yeah, maybe hold off on that, and we'll all just kind of go with the positive that pretty soon you'll be able to. To be able to kind of get to me through Behind Space, as long as everything goes well. So,
right on. Well, this has been Behind Space Cast for another month? I don't know. Maybe we'll do this next week. Maybe we won't. We'll see what Aaron's all about. He's gonna teach me how to work a computer.
Yay!
Rock and roll.
Aaron, what do we say at the end of every podcast?
Dip that.
You've seen it before. We've done it again.
No, that's what I say at the end of every podcast. What do you say at the end of every podcast? Because
when I slice like a fucking hammer.
You've seen it before. We'll do it again!
Oh, Thank you.